Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. With me, it's a good morning to Russell Tim from Moneylink Financial Planning. How are you today, Russell?
G'day, Neil. Some warm weather about again.
Yes, well, it is December. We're into summer. It's certainly amazing how quickly the year's gone.
Yes, it certainly is. Yeah, I mean, it's been a remarkable year, hasn't it? An unusual year, but I think a lot of people are pleased to see the end of it. I think they're probably hoping for a much more normal year in 2021.
Yes, plenty of people are. Now, what happens in the financial world in December? We need to keep on top of our credit card spending. I guess that's a big thing. And some people retire at the end of the year also, don't they?
Yes, it is a popular time of year to retire. Our office has received several calls from people wanting help to prepare their retirement plans. Those people planning, retiring this Christmas, those people planning to retire this Christmas face a few challenges. The biggest one of them is that fixed interest, fixed deposits and safe defensive investments will provide them with almost no return. In past years, fixed deposits provided a valuable contribution towards the income the retirees are going to need to live on. Now they don't do that anymore. I had a phone call yesterday from a lady who had a $500,000 term deposit mature and the bank offered her 0.2% per annum to renew it. So on $500,000, she was going to earn $1,000 for the year.
Wow. So what can people planning to retire do? I suppose there are some who have the option of a lifetime pension, such as government employees. A reliable income for the rest of your life would look very appealing right now.
Yes, it certainly would. Yeah. The assured annual income on those pensions is often around 9% of the lump sum alternative. So it would look like an obvious choice. But also, while the income is guaranteed, so is the fact that the capital will be lost. There's no money left at the end. So it's worth exploring other options, as retirees who don't have a pension option must. Account-based pensions that are set up with personal super savings are the most widely used. They can provide reliable income of, say, maybe 5 or 6% per annum and should not lose value over the long term, provided they aren't too cautiously invested.
The retirees can choose how their personal pension accounts are invested, what the money is invested in.
Yes, they can, Neil. Yeah, pension accounts can be invested wherever the retiree wishes. If they choose safe, interest-earning areas, returns will be low and the account value will decline. If they choose to invest a large proportion in property and shares, returns should be strong and the account value should be maintained or maybe even grow a little over the years.
Of course, the problem is that many investors see shares and even property-based investments is risky, particularly now.
Retirees who aren't experienced investors need to learn about different investments and become comfortable with them. Shares and property are higher risk than fixed deposits, but the risk that we're talking about isn't the risk of a financial failure and, causing total and permanent loss. The risk we mean is the market risk, the variations in value. Shares will fluctuate more. They show greater volatility, but they will earn more long term.
So let's suppose retirees invest their superannuation in a broad spread of all the investment areas, fixed interest, property, shares in Australia and overseas. What sort of return could one expect?
Diversified pension accounts, Neil, with around two-thirds in growth areas like shares and property, have earned about 7% per annum for the last 10 years. Future returns might be lower, but they should at least equal the income drawn out. The fact that fixed interest rates are so low is the reason we can be confident other investments will earn sound returns. The Reserve Bank has indicated rates are likely to remain extremely low for several years, so many investors with money in the bank are seeking alternatives, and that's creating extra demand for things like property and shares.
And Russell, I suppose to that end, the low borrowing costs mean people who are wanting to get ahead of borrowing to invest, which is also creating extra demand.
Yes, that's certainly true too. Most assets are rising in value, residential and commercial properties, shares are going up, farms, infrastructure, they're all in demand and appreciating, and I think that's likely to continue for several years.
Any other income sources for retirees?
There are still many shares that will pay 4% annual income or more. There's commercial property funds that pay more than that. In fact, there's the fund that owns the new Bloomfield Medical Centre out on Forest Road, that's now open and it's forecasting an income of about 5.75% per annum.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Russell.
Thanks, Neil.
And Russell Tim is a representative of Moneylink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.